Simply, it's about three siblings. Two of them, Vanya and Sonia, have been living in a farmhouse in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that their parents used to live in. And Masha, who had gone off at a young age and become a very successful movie star, comes back for a visit, and she's getting a little older, and the roles are drying up, and the money is not what it once was, and she's feeling like she can't afford to support them and take care of the house anymore, and she comes back to tell them that. And she brings with her her new boyfriend, who is Spike, who's sort of an up-and-coming actor. He hasn't yet booked a good role, but he came very close to being the lead in the sequel to Entourage, which is, of course, called Entourage 2.
The way that Durang crafted this play, it's almost like forcing a round peg into a square hole. I mean, it's all kind of within this context of Chekhov. And maybe you can explain some of the conventions or themes of Chekhov's plays that Durang exploits in this play.
Well, you know, Chekhov described his own plays as comedies, and you know, especially in the U.S. and perhaps most especially in translation, it's kind of hard to relate to those plays in that way. Although, you know, Chris hasn't based the play off of a Chekhov play, but I think he is inspired by the same kind of sort of wit and pathos that exists in those plays, you know. So he's inspired, I think, by a kind of thing that Chekhov tries to capture in his plays, which is, it's just very hard to describe, but it has to do with, I think, reaching a certain age in your life, perhaps reaching a certain point, you know, where you sort of take stock, look back, ask yourself kind of, what does it all mean, and where are we all going forward? And they're always sort of looking for a better life.
Do you read the classics, Sonia?
No. I think about it, but I have too much free time. There's so much I could fill my free time with. I can't make a decision, so I do nothing. I am a wild turkey. I am a wild turkey.
Really? How alarming. What's the matter with her?
She's referring to falling out of bed. She's fine.
So the characters, they share that, but ultimately, you know, ultimately in this play, they come to the conclusion that it's not about, you know, that it's not necessarily good or healthy or even right to yearn for this thing that's outside yourself, that really you can find contentment and satisfaction in the people around you, the people that you love and family.
Probably more than any play I've ever seen, this play really skirts closely that line between, you know, tragedy or grief or anguish and comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, how do you pull these, as a director, how do you pull these potentially emotional scenes away from that brink of tragedy into the realm of comedy?
Yeah, that's a great question. Part of it, to tell you the truth, Ray, just has to do with approaching it truthfully, you know, and you sort of have a sense of the size of it, where an audience might be willing to go with it. And in large part, the play is just brilliantly crafted that way. Gratefully, audiences have been very warm to it. They laugh a lot, which is fantastic. And then these moments of real pathos or tenderness or poignancy almost kind of sneak in. You know, and I think that's intentional. Chris is really a comic writer, right? Who makes you feel something. The flip side of that might be somebody like Tennessee Williams, but they do the same things, which is get you to laugh a lot, kind of wakes up your viscera. You know, literally, physically, it wakes up you as an audience member. It wakes up your emotional device, and then show you something beautiful. So, in contrast, in working together, the beautiful things become more beautiful, the hysterical things become more hysterical, and there is an element of hysteria to the comedy. You know, it's like it's laughter of recognition at just the crazy circumstance and trying to avoid pain in some ways. It's interesting to talk about because when you it's very easy to talk about this play and about how funny it is. But, you know, your question is important because the reason why, actually, I think why audiences connect so much to this play, or any play, truly. You know, something can't just be funny, or else you're just dealing with a series of skits. You've got to recognize that there are real humans that you care about on that stage, and go along with them on their journey. And, you know, Chris's play does that.
Well, Maxwell Williams, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Real pleasure.